SDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Overcast today with highs around 20. Winds out of the north, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Lows around 2 above. Tonight, clear skies. Mainly clear skies and quiet. Tomorrow, highs level off around 18. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 18.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, Senate Democrats, nearing the end of their internal fight over whether to change the filibuster rules to pass election legislation, the results are not in doubt, given that Senators Manchin of West Virginia and Sinema of Arizona remain steadfast in defending the filibuster. By the way, Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley invoked none other than the Farm Bill when he warned reporters yesterday about the precedent that that would set by changing the rules now. He said 5 years from now, somebody's going to say, we did it 5 years ago for voting rights. Why can't we do the same thing for the Farm Bill or something like that? He said it's going to destroy the only political institution we've got in America that forces bipartisanship. Well, it was another week without announcement from the Supreme Court on a couple of petitions with potentially huge impacts for agriculture. The court's next conference is coming up Friday, and that will be the last one for a month. Michael Formica, general counsel for the National Pork Producers, said NPPC and the American Farm Bureau are asking the court to hear a challenge to California's Prop 12 standards for sow housing. The justices are using the conferences to decide what cases to hear, and those decisions typically are announced the following Monday. The other petition awaiting a decision involves two Idaho landowners who want justices to take up another look at some federal wetlands regulations. And the Foreign Ag Service in Brasilia has lowered its forecast for Brazilian soybean production this year to just 136 million metric tons. That's 3 million tons below the newly reduced forecast out of USDA's Washington headquarters. Both the FAS estimate and the prediction last week released by the World Ag Supply and Demand Estimate Report are down from previous forecasts of 144 million tons. Excessive dry weather in Brazil's southern states, a large factor in the new lower predictions, but heavy rains in the center and northeast also are posing threats to soybean fields, according to the FAS in a new report. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net, and I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Police in Wichita say a shooting on the south side of the city has left two teenagers dead. Police say 17-year-old Alexis Cervantes Martinez and 16-year-old Mariah Zamora, both from Wichita, were found Monday night suffering from gunshot wounds inside of a vehicle that had crashed into a storage unit at an apartment complex. Police spokesman Trevor Macy said Cervantes Martinez died at the scene and Zamora died later at a hospital. Macy said the two teenagers were at the scene for a drug deal when someone fired several shots at them. No arrests have been announced. Two people escaped a house that caught fire just before midnight on Monday in the 1100 block of South Gordon Street in Wichita. A fire investigator said one person who made it out of the house lived there and the other was visiting. The cause of the fire is still under investigation, though authorities said there was about $45,000 in damage, $30,000 to the structure, and $15,000 to its contents. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for. And we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Firefighters rescued one person from a burning home early Tuesday in Junction City. According to the JC Post, the blaze was reported around 5:40 a.m. Tuesday at 624 West 3rd Street in Central Junction City. Crews arrived on the scene within 2 minutes of receiving the call and reported flames showing from the back of the home. Three people were able to make it outside the burning house on their own, but one person remained in the residence when Junction City firefighters arrived on the scene. Crews were able to locate the person inside the residence, and they were able to bring that person out of the structure. A Topeka man was bound over for trial Tuesday for the killing of an infant in a wrong-way head-on crash in March of 2021. Shawnee County District Attorney Mike Kagi says Troy Vesteca was charged in April with reckless murder in the second degree. Topeka police were called to the intersection of Southwest 5th and Polk in March of 2021 on a report of a wrong-way crash. Three adults and a 7-month-old child were inside the car. The 7-month-old toddler died at the scene. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. In Kearney, Nebraska, police have identified a man who was killed and another who was injured in a shooting in Central Kearney over the weekend. Police said in a news release that 31-year-old Jared Shempa was the man killed and 29-year-old Joseph Garcia as the person injured in the Sunday night shooting that happened a couple blocks north of Pioneer Park. Both men are from Lexington. Witnesses told police that several people ran from the area where the shots were fired and fled in a car. Shortly after the shooting, the injured Shempa and Garcia were dropped off at a Kearney hospital, where Shempa later died. Garcia was treated and released. Police have not announced any arrests in the case, but are searching for two people of interest. Nebraska Attorney General Doug Peterson said he'd like to see more services provided for human trafficking victims to help them resume a normal life. Peterson says he sees a need for more specially trained foster parents who are willing to accept youths who have been trafficked. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
When you're a military veteran or service member, you're significantly more likely to be a target for fraud. The scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why the AARP Fraud Watch Network and Operation Project Veterans provides free reports on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family with AARP. On a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/veterans today.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Area school districts are reviewing guidance from Kansas Department of Health and Environment regarding COVID-19 protocols following new guidelines. Marysville USD 364 is to meet today with the Marshall County Health Department, who's dealing with a coming state shift in contact tracing advisement. Marshall County Health Nurse Sue Rhodes advised county commissioners last week that her office was overwhelmed in seeking assistance. The district will then address KDHE, allowing a period where contact tracing would be turned over to families. School districts are battling student absentees due to cold and flu bugs, as well as those testing positive for COVID. Local school nurses report that some vaccinated students exhibiting signs of COVID, including loss of taste and smell, still consistently test negative. It was noted as well that although some students are vaccinated, the number is not significant, with even smaller populations considered fully vaccinated. The matter has also led to staff shortages at times, with some Kansas schools forced to suspend classes temporarily. The Kansas State Department of Education, in response last week, released parameters for temporary emergency authorized license status that may allow an expanded pool of candidates for substitute teacher positions. An Okito man, Darren Schell, was arrested by Washington County authorities last Thursday on pending charges of aggravated assault, reckless driving, disorderly conduct, interference with law enforcement, criminal possession of a weapon by a felon, and possession of stimulants and drug paraphernalia. The arrest was prompted by a report of a reckless driver at K-148 and Eagle Roads, and Darren Schell was being held in the Washington County Jail on $10,000 bond.
Washington, Morrillville, and Palmer fire departments were dispatched west of Washington to Fairview Mills for a fire last Thursday. No further details immediately available. An injury accident was reported last Thursday evening in Nemaha County. Wendy Whitmore of Seneca lost control on J Road just north of 200th Road and went into the ditch. A passenger in that vehicle was taken by private vehicle to Nemaha Valley Community Hospital with injuries sustained. Rosa Lee Walter, age 75, of Washington, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Rosa Lee Walter. Dale F. Brown, age 99, of Barnes, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service is planned Monday at 1 at the United Methodist Church in Barnes, with burial in the Maplewood Cemetery west of Barnes. Christy and Darius Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Dale Brown. Ralph C. Pliggy, age 89, of Marysville, passed away Monday. A visitation and funeral service will be planned later this spring, with burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Ralph Pliggy.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As the jet stream continues to dip further south, we will start to see a large shift in our temperatures. Conditions will continue to stay fairly dry throughout the region, but strong northwest winds will continue to bring polar air down south from Canada. Today, we can expect to see highs in the single digits through upper teens throughout Iowa, the upper teens through mid-20s throughout Nebraska, the mid-20s through lower 40s throughout Kansas, and the upper teens through mid-40s throughout Missouri. Northwest winds will continue to stay fairly strong throughout the day today as the jet stream continues to dip further south. Tonight, we can expect to see lows ranging just below zero and in the negative teens throughout Iowa, lows just above and below zero throughout Nebraska, the single digits and lower teens throughout Kansas, and the lower teens to just below zero throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-January 39, record high on this date 65. The average low 18, the record low 21 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:43, sunset this evening at 5:32.
Battling dry winter skin? Some helpful tips and a surprising folk remedy are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, January 19th, the 19th day of the year. Lucille Ball gave birth to a son on this day in 1953. Desi Arnaz Jr. turned 69 today. Battling dry winter skin? Here are some tips to help. Take warm rather than hot showers. Hot water depletes your skin of natural oils. Lock in moisture by applying moisturizer immediately after your shower. Drink plenty of water to keep your body hydrated, and don't forget good nutrition. Healthy oils and fats in your diet are essential for healthy skin. And here's a centuries-old folk remedy recommended for chapped lips. Use wax from your own ears. There's the best advertisement for chapstick you'll hear all week. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free newsletter at almanac.com.
Diane's Dresses in Wymore will feature the annual Prom Palooza this weekend. With the largest prom selection in the area, you're sure to find the dress that's right for you. With over 500 choices, including over 100 new styles from Elise Paris and Too Cute Prom. Don't miss this trunk show with door prizes and surprise discounts, too. See their Facebook page for more details, and don't miss the annual Prom Palooza at Diane's Dresses in Wymore. This Friday, 10 to 5, Saturday, 9 to 5, and Sunday, 10 to 4. Large selection, small town friendly service, always from Diane's Dresses in Wymore.
KNDY.
Hunter's headquarters is cheering loudly and proudly for the Auburn Bulldogs. The skilled fierceness and amazing dedication the athletes possess is sure to bring home the victories. Good luck and go Bulldogs. From Hunter's headquarters in Auburn, we now carry Tacticam video camera system to capture your hunts. The community and Subway are very proud of the fine skills and great sportsmanship of all the local area winter sports teams and would like to thank the parents and coaches for their constant support and dedication to these athletes. Keep up the great work, everyone, from your fans and friends at Subway in Auburn. Eat fresh.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. In what was a back-and-forth battle, the number 7 Kansas Jayhawks outlasted the Oklahoma Sooners in the final minute, 67-64 inside Lloyd Noble Center in Norman, Oklahoma on Tuesday evening. Kansas improves to 15-2, 4-1 in the Big 12, marking the 16th straight season starting Big 12 play at 4-1 or better. Oklahoma falls to 12-6 overall, 2-4 in the Big 12. The Jayhawks continue their two-game road trip when they travel to Manhattan, Kansas to take on the K-State Wildcats in the Dillon Sunflower Show. Down on Saturday. Tip-off is 3 o'clock. It'll be on Big 12 Now on ESPN+. Kansas State closed on a 6-0 run and held Texas to earn a 66-65 road win over Texas on Tuesday night in Austin. The Cats won their second straight to improve to 10-7 overall, 2-4 in the Big 12. And once again, KU and K-State in Manhattan this Saturday, 3 o'clock in the Dillon Sunflower Showdown. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Good morning, this is Kerry with the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week we're expecting a good run of cattle. We're having a special cow sale in conjunction with our regular calf sale. We're going to have probably around 400 to 500 head of cows and then another 600 to 800 head of calves. Some of our featured cow consignments for our sale this week, we're going to have 125 head of black and black-white face 3 to 5-year-old cows that will start calving here the 7th of February. We're going to have a group of 46 4 to short and solid mouth cows that'll be Red Angus. They'll all off of one ranch, and they're bred to Red Angus bulls, and they'll start calving March 15th for 50 days. And then we've got a group of 33 black and black-white face bred heifers that are bred to low birth weight Angus bulls, and they'll start calving on February 15th here for about 60 days. If you want to see a full list of our consignments for our sale this week, you can check that out on our website, which is www.eldoradolivestock.com.
The American Athletic Conference postponed Wichita State's men's basketball games at Temple and SMU this week due to health and safety protocols within WSU's program. The Shockers were scheduled to play at Temple tonight and at SMU on Saturday. Makeup dates have not been announced. The Shockers' next scheduled game is January 26th against Central Florida at Coke Arena, where the Shockers have lost their last four games. Kansas's all-time winningest coach, Olpe's Jesse Nelson, has been named the Girls Basketball National Coach of the Year by the National Federation of State High School Associations. Nelson announced his retirement in May after 44 years on the sidelines. He finished with a 951-win, 111-loss record, and 4 state championships. Among his many accolades, Nelson was named the 2014 USA Today America's Best Girls Basketball Coach National Champion. He was later named to coach the 2016 McDonald's All-American Game. This is Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Quarterfinals of a Twin Valley League basketball tournament tipped off Tuesday.
In girls action, Hanover held off Frankfurt 52-26. Donovan West over Clifton Clyde 54-37. Centralia girls beat Axtell 56-26. And Valley Heights down Troy 68-18. In boys play, Frankfurt over Clifton Clyde 54-43. Troy knocked off Axtell 55-30. Hanover boys beat Blue Valley 61-36. And Centralia down Wetmore 54-49. Back of the bracket on Wednesday, girls action at 6, Washington County versus Wetmore. At 7:30, Onega meets Blue Valley. Boys action at 7:30 Wednesday, Donovan West meets Valley Heights, and Washington County boys face Onega. We'll be back with the semifinals Thursday for the boys, Friday for the girls, games at 6 and 7:30, plus the championship round Saturday on KNDY FM 95.5. Pool play Tuesday continued in the Thunder Classic at Nemo Hall Central. Atchison beat Jackson Heights 70-54 in the opener, and Nemo Hall Central held off Marysville in the nightcap 55-52. Pool play continues Thursday with the finals on Saturday.
The Marysville Bulldogs suffered another three-point disappointing loss in the Thunder Classic pool play at Seneca Tuesday. Nemo Hall Central, a second half come from behind to take Marysville 55-52. As the Thunder were paced by Curtis Beck and Carter Lutz, the only scorers in the second half, they outscored Marysville 15-8 and 13-9 for a three-point win. Bulldogs had taken an eight-point lead to halftime, but settled for just 16 points in the second half. Central led by Curtis Beck, 24 points, 16 of those second half. Carter Lutz in double figures with 14, 12 of those in the second half. Marcus Beck had 13 all in the first half, as Nemo Hall Central improves to 7-1. Marysville's Jack Lauer had 16, including four trays. Sam Jesperson missed a tray at the end that could have sent it to overtime. Hit the glass, hit the rim, but missed, settling for 11 points as Marysville falls to 2-7. Nemo Hall Central 55, Marysville 52. Pool play continues on Thursday with Atchison and St. Mary's Academy. Nemo Hall Central hosting Hiawatha. Marysville's back on Saturday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierkin.
One Valley League basketball tournament is underway at Frankfort High School. 26 of the state's best teams in one location for the midseason spectacle. Along with the great play-by-play you'll get here on KNDY, head over to KNDYradio.com and check out the TVL Spotlight. For scores, stats, and interviews from all around the league, the TVL Spotlight only on KNDYradio.com.
Take a walk around your neighborhood or hike through a nearby park or public garden to burn some calories and gather ideas for your winter landscape. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Notice the plants that grab your attention. Evergreens, of course, but I bet you'll start noticing trees and shrubs with colorful bark, unique form, or persistent fruit and seed pods. Take a few pictures of the plant and the overall landscape. This will be helpful when trying to identify the plant and may inspire ways to incorporate it into your landscape. Don't be afraid to ask the homeowner about their plants. Most gardeners are proud of their gardens and like to share. Look for labels on the plants or maps that identify the trees and shrubs at parks and public gardens. As always, make sure the plants you select will fit the space and thrive in your yard's growing conditions. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
New Chevy trucks in stock at Denotis Motor Company include a 2021 Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive. It's the LT package. And a 2022 2500 HD Silverado LTZ, the C71 package. It's a Duramax crew cab. And awaiting your test drive at Denotis Motor Company.
During the middle of the farm crisis in the 1980s, those in agriculture lobbied to have a full-time staff member to advise the President of the United States on agricultural issues. It was part of the Farm Bill, but that one measure almost caused the collapse of the entire legislation. The story of who and what was behind it is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Clementine Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
In February of 2017, Ray Starling was asked to be special assistant to the President of the United States for agriculture, ag trade, and food assistance. It's a role with an interesting history.
In the 1985 Farm Bill, a provision was put in the bill that said the President shall have, at the rank of special assistant to the President, which is a commissioned officer within the White House, a person with agricultural expertise on his staff.
The person who fills that position has a major role in shaping the agricultural policy coming from the White House. But that executive branch position almost didn't happen back in 85.
President Reagan was actually advised to not sign the 1985 Farm Bill only because of that provision. There was a lawyer in the White House counsel's office that says that is unconstitutional.
But President Reagan was not going to veto the Farm Bill in the middle of the national farm crisis. An interesting sidelight is the name of the White House lawyer who advised not to sign the bill.
His name is John Roberts, and he is now the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court. So notwithstanding his advice that that position should not be laid out that way, there is a statute on the books that says the president has to have this expertise somewhere within the White House.
When Ray interviewed in 2017, he had several key priorities that he felt would be the top issues facing agriculture during the term.
Infrastructure, broadband, immigration, and then, of course, everybody knew that in 2018, the Farm Bill renewal was up.
You can catch the full interview on our weekend show and podcast, Farming the Countryside, or go to farmingthecountryside.com. It's show 178. This story concludes right here next time with the unusual situation Ray encountered on his first visit to the Oval Office in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm Andrew McCray.
Marshall County Transit now offers rides to all ages in Marshall and Washington counties. Rides available on a first-come, first-served basis for medical and service appointments, shopping, work, errands, group trips, and much more. In addition to regularly scheduled runs to Manhattan, Lincoln, and Topeka, they can make arrangements for special requests. Call 562-2020 to save your seat on the bus. 24-hour advance reservation preferred. Marshall County Public Transit is funded in part by KDOT.
The mason bee is a gentle insect that finds your plants in early spring before the honeybees get busy. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Mason bees are also amazing pollinators as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Honeybee populations are down, but the mason bee is more than qualified to handle the pollination duties. The bee is a metallic blue-black color and about a half inch long. They are native to North America and will pollinate anything, but their specialty is collecting pollen from fruit trees.
Dave Hunter is the owner of Crown Bees in Washington State. He says Mason bees are super inefficient. They belly flop onto a flower, carry the pollen loosely on their abdomen, and it falls off everywhere. And that's a good thing.
The pollen falling off everywhere in an orchard situation, we're seeing about 400 Mason bees equal about a hive or two hives. That's about 30,000 honeybees. So we're also finding wherever we do this with these 400 Mason bees, farmers are getting significantly higher yields, whether it's strawberries, cherries, peaches. It's a different type of pollination that people aren't used to.
I have a teardrop-shaped bamboo nesting box with bamboo tubes inside. Each female bee finds her own tube, fills it with the next year's generation, and seals it with mud. You can buy Mason bee nests or make your own. The holes or tubes should be 5/16 of an inch in diameter and 6 inches long.
We've got cardboard tubes, we've got reeds, or we've got wood trays that you got a rubber banded together and you're pulling them apart and there's all your cocoons there. And these holes, they actually belong in a house, whether it's a bucket turned on its end or a beautiful wood house. We're trying to keep the holes dry. These holes are facing morning sun. The bees like that morning sun to get going.
Since they emerge early in the spring, Hunter recommends leaving the dandelions and clover so the bees immediately have something to go to. Learn more about Mason bees and how to attract them at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching. Why?
am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Not everyone can eat everything. A story about food choices today on Farm to Fork. New is fine, but when it comes to customer service, give me old-fashioned any day. Gempler's is a family-owned independent farm and home supply company that's been around since 1939. You call and get a real person to help you find just the right problem-solving tool or gear to work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. Shop Gempler's.com or give them a call. Phone number's on the website. Again, that's Gempler's.com.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Yesterday, I told you about my daughter Katie's roller coaster ride with food. She's lived in New York City for several years, and like a lot of young people, wasn't that particular about her diet. After a routine medical exam showed elevated blood sugar levels, Katie started eating healthier.
I used to eat like only garbage all the time because I thought that I could just do that in my 20s and that it wouldn't matter. And then I learned that I couldn't do that and that I had to get my act together. And so I went from being really, really, really unhealthy to being like super, super, super healthy.
More recently, Katie had to restrict her diet even further.
That was a huge problem. And eventually I got used to the idea that I wasn't going to be eating a wide variety of foods. And the way I feel if I deviate from that is a really good incentive to not deviate.
In a city with possibly the world's largest variety of eating places, Katie says it's also a social issue.
Like if somebody suggests going out to eat, I'll usually say, what about coffee? Or what about we go for a walk or hang out in a park? And usually people are like, yeah, sure, that sounds great. And the few times I have gone out to restaurants, I've had to order like a bowl of salad, but like with nothing on it except for leaves and no dressing. And that's disgusting.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's hard to predict the future when it comes to the American agricultural economy, and 2022 is no different. And David Winmar, an agricultural economist with the Agricultural Economic Insights, says there are several different concerns in the months ahead for the new year.
The macroeconomy, the overall U.S. economy, is on everyone's mind, and how things play out in 2022 could have long-term implications. And I think the other issue that's really important is the combination of production expenses and commodity prices. And right now, everything's tight, but probably doable. But if we see one of those really slip one way or the other, it could become challenging for producers to navigate.
He says right now that inflation is the biggest concern when it comes to the macro economy.
Everyone right now is thinking about inflation, and I think that's true. We've seen data coming out of the Federal Reserve that said that inflation is pretty high. Thankfully, the duration has been pretty short. We haven't seen inflation lasting very long. Again, a year ago, we were looking at inflation rates in the 1 to 2% range. And so this has been a pretty short-term phenomenon. How much pain inflation causes is a function of the magnitude and the duration. We have a magnitude that's around 5.5%. The duration has been short. Of course, this is a concern, but we have to put it in the right context. Of course, the follow-up is what's going to happen with inflation.
At the same time, what the Fed will do with interest rates may be affecting on the inflation as well.
It's really important to think about how this unfolds. And if we see a scenario play out in 2022 where the Fed is raising interest rates and inflation is still challenging, then that could spell long-term challenges or headwinds for the farm sector. We could see inflation continue to be a concern. We could see high levels of interest rates continue to be a concern. On the other side, maybe the optimistic side, if we see inflation start to abate or start to slow down as supply chains get restarted.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Before you know it, spring will be here, and it'll be time to start mowing again. So now's the time to get your mower to Maximum Outdoor Equipment and get in on the Kohler Winter Service Special. Take your mower to Maximum Outdoor before the end of February, and you'll get a 15% discount on labor. Or give them a call at 943-0201 and arrange half-price pickup and delivery of your mower. The folks at Maximum Outdoor Equipment know mowers inside and out. And unlike the big box stores, they specialize in outdoor power equipment. They've been servicing Kohler engines for over 30 years and have the genuine Kohler parts and the expertise to make sure your mower is ready to mow come spring. This Kohler Winter Service Special is only good through the end of February, so don't wait too long. Bring your mower to Maximum Outdoor, just south of Kellogg on West Street, for a 15% discount on labor, or call 943-0201 for half price pickup and delivery.
Maximum service, maximum value, maximum outdoor equipment.
The new year brings a sense of optimism and determination. While there are many questions that need answers, you have a reliable and relevant source to get the information you need. This station at AgView.net. Input cost, supply chain, consumer demand, and weather are all factors that affect your bottom line. Stick with the reliable and relevant source. Have a great 2022 from this radio station at AgView.net. This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Supreme Court handed down a ruling last week on mandatory COVID-19 vaccines in large workplaces. The court says the Occupational Safety and Health Administration doesn't have the authority from Congress to impose a vaccine mandate on larger employers. Several ag and food groups issued reactions to the court decision. The National Council of Farmer Cooperatives said the action shows that OSHA needs to consider other alternatives to encourage vaccinations for workers across the country. They have consistently said that forcing difficult testing and enforcement actions on employers would not help achieve the goal and would likely magnify the labor shortages being experienced across agriculture and the food chain. The National Grocers Association said the ruling takes some pressure off independent community grocers who already face staffing shortages during a nationwide labor crisis. Greg Ferreira, the NGA CEO, said grocers remain focused on doing what they do best, that is providing their communities with food. The Environmental Protection Agency's Farm, Ranch, and Rural Communities Advisory Committee recently issued a report on waters of the U.S. The Scott Yeager, NCBA Chief Environmental Counselor, said NCBA strongly supports the committee's recommendation to develop a clear and limited WOTUS definition and protect key exemptions from common agriculture features. He said NCBA encourages the EPA to listen to its own advisory committee recommendations, which are clear, that farmers and ranchers need clear rules and regulatory certainty. Among the recommendations are ensuring EPA's compliance with the Clean Water Act and Supreme Court precedent limiting federal jurisdiction over bodies of water. They also recommend a clear definition of WOTUS that's easily interpreted by farmers and ranchers and protecting WOTUS exemption from common ag features like farm ditches and stock ponds, prairie potholes, and other small isolated water features. They also recommend EPA reconsider the roundtable process to make sure all stakeholders have a voice in the rulemaking process. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Electricity keeps the farm humming, but if the wires come down, safety is your first concern. Stay away from them and keep your feet together on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Fill once, plant all day. The Thrive 3D application system from FMC is a revolutionary in-furrow crop protection platform that plants up to 480 acres between refills. The Thrive 3D application system mounts to most major planter brands and can be yours at no cost with the FMC Freedom Pass program. To learn more, call 815-362-7747 today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
Power lines on the farm aren't something that most people pay attention to, but they can be deadly if they come down. Electricity always seeks the easiest and shortest path to the ground. So if your body touches a power source or even the ripple effect of a downed wire, it will attempt to travel through your body and can be fatal. Aaron Yoder is an assistant professor in the Department of Environmental, Agricultural, and Occupational Health at the University of Nebraska. He says you can't tell just by looking if a wire is live or not. So if you see a downed power line, stay away from it.
If you're away from it and you can make a call, call 911 and alert the authorities that the power lines are down, and they'll call out the appropriate people to do that. Sometimes the vehicles do come in contact with them, and then you need to do a little more evaluating. They tell you to stay in your vehicle as long as possible. Call for help.
If you're in a vehicle and there is a life-threatening situation like a fire, jump from the highest point as far as you can away from the vehicle. Yoder says it will have to be a gymnastic move.
But you're supposed to keep your feet together, because when you separate your feet, it creates a difference in electrical potential and can cause electrocution that way. So you keep your feet together and you hop away from the machine until you're a good 20 or 30 feet away from it.
If you can't hop, slowly shuffle your feet, keeping both feet constantly on the ground. Don't touch anything the line is touching, especially metal. However, if conditions are wet, non-metal objects such as soil, branches, even straw could be energized. I'm Jody Henke. Find more power line safety tips at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Wednesday today. Still some good green numbers in the grain markets. Corn moving further into the green. Wheat doing well. Soybeans seeing some positive gains as well as we go through the day. Today still kind of mixed across the board for the livestock market, as live cattle are starting to see some big gains. I'm mixed in the feeder cattle right now, and lean hogs are seeing some positive growth as well. Over in the grain market, though, March corn is up 14 and a quarter cents right now at 613 and three quarters. Kansas City wheat for March up 22 and three quarters at 795 and a half. So some decent gains there. Over in the bean market, they're seeing about just as much growth too. March soybeans are up 24 and a quarter at 1385 and a half. We have the meal for March up $8.10 at 398 and 20 cents, with the oil up by $1.38 at 6046. Cotton market as well, they're continuously moving into the positive, with March cotton up 337 at 124 and 45 cents. Livestock market is starting to see some gains now that we're seeing also a pickup when it comes to the volume of sales going on, also the volume of slaughter trying to play catch up. Last week we wrapped up near 30,000 head lower than what we had seen last year, so that was a bit of a concern with some of the labor issues and continued ongoing COVID COVID-19 problems in that industry. But we are seeing packers continuously starting to purchase more of the cattle from the producers, which is good news and giving a little bit of growth in the market. Live cattle for February right now is up a buck and a quarter, sitting at 138.92. April's up by a buck 65 at 143.5. Feeder cattle are kind of mixed right now. January's down 45 cents at 161 even, with the March in the green by 2 pennies at 165.45. Lean hogs for February up 90 cents at 82.5, with the April up by a buck 92 at 91.20. Stock market today has moved mostly into the green across the board, with the Dow Jones, after struggling this morning, has popped up positive right now, 89 points up at 35,457. We have the S&P up by 18 points right now, the NASDAQ in the green up by 81.
Tired of the radio hype guy emphasizing the too-good-to-be-true car payment? Then the talk-so-fast-you-can't-understand-him guy delivers the details about what you'll owe up front? At Midwest Kia, we continue to reimagine the way a car dealership should be, so we thought we'd start right here. And as part of our promise to provide a better way to buy in 2022, we're hyping the things that we can deliver on, like exceptional value, new car inventory arriving daily, transparent pricing, plus Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Now that's how a car dealership keeps it simple. And we're going to give the talk so fast you can't understand him guy some well-deserved time off. Midwest Kia. Simple, transparent, fast. A better way to buy. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com and you'll see why more people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Oh, well, that was easy. But what do we do with these last few seconds? Oh, wait. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
KNDY.
legends of country music. From KNDY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.